Satya, hypocrisy. Satya is the tendency to craft and treachery and boasting of virtues or qualities which one does not possess. One may pretend to have moral purity, pretend to have scholarship, and pretend to practice in mind development without having these qualities. The Aryas do not make such pretensions, nor they do not brag of their attainments, because they are straightforward. The worst kind of hypocrisy is to make pretensions to psychic powers, such as telepathy, clairvoyance, recall of past lives, an unusual transcendental experience. The bhikkhu who is guilty of this offence ceases to be a member of the Sangha. For the layman too, it is the most serious of all kinds of falsehood to pretend to have psychic power or transcendent knowledge. So it is important to be free from satya or hypocrisy. Ancient scholars translated satya as cunningness. This is a good translation, but one who cheats is also said to be cunning. So the word is not as exact and appropriate as hypocrisy, but lays stress on pretentiousness and empty vaunting that are associated with satya. So I have translated it as hypocrisy. For the meditating yogi, sincerity and freedom from hypocrisy are vital to the practice of meditation. Hence, sincerity is described as an element of effort. Pada and Iyanga, elements of effort. There are five elements of effort. One must have faith in the supreme enlightenment of the Buddha. One must believe that the Buddha's teaching was based on his omniscience. Nowadays, it is necessary for the yogi to have faith in meditation teachers, as well as in the method of meditation. Without faith, there will be no effort. Faith in the Buddha is essential to effort. Two, one must be healthy and free from disease, because only the healthy yogi can exert all out. Strenuous effort, regardless of physical strain and discomfort. But the zealous yogi need not bother about minor physical afflictions, for he is likely to overcome them while meditating. Some even attain the path and fruition through meditating on their deathbed. Nevertheless, an intensive and lifelong effort presupposes good health, and the yogi should seek it. 3. One must not pretend to have the quality which one does not have, and one should admit one's defects instead of concealing them. The yogi should make a clean breast of his state of consciousness to his teacher or fellow yogis. His relation to his teacher is like that of a patient to the doctor. The doctor can cure the patient only if the latter reveals his suffering truthfully. Likewise, the teacher can give the necessary instructions only if the yogi states the facts of his experience. The teacher cannot help him if he fails to give a true account of his experience, or to admit his faults, such as, say, his dozing off during his meditation hours. So sincerity without any pretense or cover-up is a basis of effort. It is an antidote to satya, hypocrisy. Four, the yogi must apply his energy with steadfastness and intensity in his efforts to overcome evil and establish wholesome states of consciousness. He must exert energy regardless of whatever may happen to his physical body. He should resolve to persist in his effort, even if as a result his flesh and blood wither away, leaving only the skin, nerves and bones. Here the withering away of flesh and blood is one factor, while residue of skin, nerves and bones constitute the other three factors of energy. Hence the energy which the yogi needs is called Chaturanga Virya, or fourfold energy. 5. The yogi must have the insight knowledge of the arising and passing away of Nama Rupa. You cannot have the insight, Udayapaya Jnana, before taking up meditation or at an early stage. Strenuous effort may ensure it within a week. 1% of the yogis may attain it within 3 or 4 days. It may take some yogis 10 or 15 days to attain it because of their low intelligence or inadequate effort. Some do not have it even after a month because of other defects. In any event, the insight usually dawns on the energetic yogi within a week on the average. It makes the yogi ecstatic as he is then full of joy, faith, vigilance and zeal for further effort. Moreover, the yogi who attains his insight is bound to become an Arya, the noble one, in a few days if he persists in his effort. Thus, the 5 elements of effort are faith, health, sincerity, energy, and insight. These 5 qualities are essential to success in meditation and the attainment of unusual experience in this life. The yogi may initially possess faith, health, and sincerity, but for some yogis, faith and sincerity get an impetus with the attainment of concentration. Real effort depends on the yogi's energy. Wholehearted exertion of energy brings about insight into the arising and passing away in a few days. The state of consciousness accompanying this insight is marked by visions of light, ecstasy, and joy pervading the whole body. Yogis feel very comfortable, happy in both body and mind. While seated or walking, the body appears to be in the air above the floor, and in some cases, it actually is. The attention is very keen. The yogi appears to remember everything without much effort. The intellect is quickly aware of every phase of arising and passing away. So the yogi is full of energy and desire to go on with the practice of mindfulness to the end. Some who had to leave our center just after they attained the insight because of unavoidable circumstances are still enthusiastic, and they would seize the first opportunity to come back. Most of them do come back and usually complete their training.